CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Vance Bolter, the man police say shot two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses, was taken into custody in a field near his home in Green Isle. He did not resist. Former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark died. Governor Tim Walz provided an update on State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette.
The latest news is Senator Hoffman came out of his final surgery and is moving towards that, towards recovery. Yvette is healing.
Police officers witnessed the fatal shooting of Mark Hortman before the shooter fled, documents say. CBS News Minneapolis reporter Derek James.
When those Champlin officers called the neighboring agency in Brooklyn Park to proactively check the Hortman home, after the call at the Hoffman home, they believe that that encounter was key to protecting additional lives in the hours that followed the initial shooting.
President Trump says he's directing immigration officials to prioritize deportations from Democratic-run cities. He called undocumented immigrants, quote, the core of the Democratic power center. CBS's Paulina Smolinski.
After a week of nationwide protest against the Trump administration's immigration enforcement raids, President Trump told Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers they have his unwavering support to, quote, get the job done.
Israeli rescuers say three are dead, 74 injured after new Iranian missile strikes. BBC's Ione Wells reports the missiles are flying in both directions.
Well, Sunday night has seen continued attacks from both sides, Iran and Israel, still firing at one another. In Israel, there have been confirmations of a direct hit in Haifa, which is a northern coastal city in Israel. Emergency services have been responding at the scene. There are reports of some people who have been injured and taken to hospital, including for things like smoke inhalation as well.
Ohio County, West Virginia is under a state of emergency as the search continues for people missing in flooding.
Anyone hoping that country roads would take them home through Wheeling, West Virginia, will likely be left wanting. A long stretch of U.S. 40 headed into the city is shut down. Emergency manager Lou Vargo.
Not only is there debris on the roads, some of those roads have washed away. It's just very dangerous. So we're pleading for everybody to please stay away.
Wheeling Fire Chief Jim Blazer says first responders have pulled out all the stops to find the missing.
We're using drones, search dogs, and swift water personnel, and we have teams organized that are searching sectors.
Peter King, CBS News.
At least five lives have been lost in the flooding. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is empty.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
A French tourist in her 60s has been arrested in Iceland, suspected of murdering her daughter and husband while the three were vacationing there.
The husband and daughter were found dead at an upscale hotel in Iceland's capital Reykjavik this weekend, while the woman was found alive with stab wounds. The bodies were found on the fourth floor of the Edition Hotel, and the group was due to leave Saturday. Murders and deadly violence are rare in Iceland, with the country regularly ranked at the top of the global peace index thanks to its low crime rates, though gang crime has been on the rise in recent years. Iceland has one of the lowest murder rates in Europe. Only 2 people were killed on the island in 2021. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Oil prices climbed again, extending Friday's rally. Renewed strikes between Israel and Iran increased concerns that the battle could widen and cause disruptions to the Strait of Hormuz. About a fifth of the world's total oil consumption passes through the strait daily. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 59. Mostly sunny with highs in the low 70s on your Monday. On Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny at a high around 83. For Wednesday, more showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s.
Right now, it's 58.
Well, since she put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Ronnie, help me get her out of my heart. Help me, Ronnie.
Goes into a dance, doubles on the zoo. Down. Deerfield Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits.
Stay. Oh, Monday, Monday. she took my heart.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Up. Get it. Hey, devil in the blue dress.
looking mighty now. Here she comes, wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a finger now and everything. Devil with the blue dress on. She's the devil with the blue dress on. Lord, help her. Number five, got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump singer and I like her mighty fast. Devil with the blue dress on.
Sweet, oh yeah.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
WRJN.
Go turn a deeper blue. I could. could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes. But it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Someone to lean on, and I'm lost, baby, I'm lost.
comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, or anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand. Have you seen her? Have you seen her?